Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You hate it because you ate it.
What?
You hate it because you ate it.
Don't ever say that again because you make me feel violently sick.
Welcome to Staying Irrelevant, the podcast hosted by two best pals, blood brothers. We have done a blood pack.
We haven't done
we
that.
Have.
We haven't done that. Stop saying that because it's fucking weird. Hey, if you hadn't guessed, I will be swearing. If you don't like that, go fuck yourself. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Snappy C. Yeah, so do all that, rate, review and all that shit. And then where have they got to send the stuff?
Oh, yeah, so basically you've got to send, if you want your listener letter to be read out on this here very pod. Why are you looking at my sunroof?
It's just, he's covered
is
as
it,
well.
Is it, oh no, is it reflected? I've basically,
the bouncing
I've got
off the lights.
I'm thinning a little bit up top.
Thinning a little bit,
but
fuck me.
But send your emails to, oh, I've forgotten it, I'm very bad at memory.
Send all your emails and fucking stories, as long as they're good. So send interesting ones to stayrelevant@insanityhq, and then we will do all the crap. Today is a special episode because we have a guest.
We do have a guest. You might have heard her voice actually sort of chiming in every now and then. It's Pete Wicks's really good friend, actually. So I'm going to let Pete do the introductions.
Olivia Atwood.
Yay! We got her on. Liv, I don't mean sort of
you're
like
proud of that,
be presumptuous, but we've been trying to get you on for years.
And the only reason that we have got her on is because I'm going to do hers.
Oh, no.
So it was a favour. It's a favour for a favour.
I will take it.
Can we
it,
talk
though.
About yours?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's the only reason I'm here.
Oh,
all right.
No.
Excellent. So Liv's got a podcast. Anyway, let's move
well,
on,
then,
shall
what's
we?
What's it called? Go on, give us the ins and outs.
So Wrong It's Right.
Yeah, So Wrong It's Right. And yeah. I've actually already peeked down. Well, you're a bit late to the party. I've already interviewed
what's
Olivia
your face
about this.
That for?
So Wrong It's Right.
Yeah.
So
you're
is that
wrong,
what I am?
Should...
is
you're
that
just wrong.
I'm... Yeah.
You're just wrong.
Which is why it's right.
Pete actually turned up to this podcast going, I just want to let you all know that I haven't slept again.
Yeah.
Again.
And he tried to lure me out last night when I was tucked up in my bed.
I knew Liv was
that
here.
Sounded creepy.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell, Liv.
Sorry.
For fuck's sake.
Sorry.
Oh, fucking
well, explain yourself. Give a bit of context.
Pete the pest
he popped
back.
His head up by the window and he...
Yeah.
What if I come in for a sec?
What is that?
That's your voice.
Imagine
that
voice. At the window. Do you mind if I come in for
how is that the weirdest thing when he said cock in hand looking through the window and the voice is the thing that's caught you?
Oh, that's just so weird.
But Pete, you are actually a little bit late because I've already interviewed Liv about her podcast actually. We had a really, really nice time actually. We even did a TikTok together. Sit down, I am sat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit cringy that
sorry.
One.
That was like the other day.
Yeah, it was the other
I
day.
I don't know
so.
Where you were.
I actually said that she's got lovely hair. Hasn't she got lovely hair at the moment? Why are you
laughing
you're
so
at that?
Mean to me. Do you know what he said to me back?
No,
backstage?
I think it's lovely. I did say it's really nice.
What did he say to you backstage?
Why are we calling it backstage?
What did he say to you? What did he say to you in the tiny little
guys,
room we have in the bathroom?
You mean
area
in the cupboard next door?
Yeah. Because Liv said it, I just thought it sounded
well,
cool.
In the green room.
It. And also now that I say it, it sounds like I was offended by what you said, so I'm digging my own hole.
What did you
yeah,
say?
I think we should probably not
no,
say
I really
it because it
know.
Sounds like I'm offending lots of people with it.
Know.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, so the whole point of this episode is all our listeners are unhinged and tapped.
Love
so
it.
So they send us all sorts of weird, fuck knows why you'd want advice from us. My life's a car crash and you're fucking dull. But they come in and we give them advice and read their stories and all that crap, don't we, Sam?
We do indeed. Liv, do you know what? Actually, it's. I think we should almost start before we get you involved in our listener letters, because I think you're going to be a lot better than we are at answering them. We're almost like the devil on both their shoulders, really.
Mm.
So you might be able to actually shine.
Well, not
a
really.
Bit of light.
Let me give you an example.
I know which one you're going to do.
Let me give you an example, all right?
The incest one, isn't it?
100%. One
what
of our listeners
the
was shagging
hell?
Their cousin, and Sam said, well, love rules.
I think love rules. I think love, what love rules overall.
Oh, no.
What, okay, let's hear your... Okay, so basically, she was in... They were separated at birth.
I can't
they
believe didn't this know, is even a conversation.
No, but listen, let me... Hear me out. So basically, they were separated at birth. They didn't know each other.
Yeah.
The universe...
Separated at birth. They're not brother and sister.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
weren't... Fuck
yeah.
me.
Right, okay.
They weren't born together.
Okay, they were separated at some point, right? Well, no, they were because they're separate families.
They just didn't know that they were cousins,
but
mate.
They are blood. And so, basically, they found each other. They didn't have a clue each other existed, and the universe threw them together.
Oh, my God!
So I don't know why I'm rubbing Pete's head. The universe threw them together, and they ended up loving each other, and then obviously having intimate moments whilst they loved each
yeah.
other.
Yeah.
Fucking.
She came in. Yes, Pete, fucking. She came in and said, hey, I'm shagging my cousin, but I'm in love with him. What do I do? And I said... Do you know what? You've obviously got a connection.
Yeah,
don't do it.
I was going to say use protection, dear God.
Okay, fine. But okay, what if they do use protection? What if they adopt and use
no,
protection?
No, it's disgusting.
Oh, well, then you shouldn't do it.
But when I said that...
Well, because Liv's got a little bit more clout. She's a loose woman.
Thank you. In every sense of the word.
Can we also, before we start off, though, can I just talk to the listener a little bit about you two? Because you obviously know each other incredibly well to the point you're throwing these jokes at each other. You guys obviously have known each other how many years?
Well, you can't count because you're an old drunk, so what, five?
I'm so glad you're here.
I think it
that's
is,
what
yeah,
I said.
Well, longer than that, 6-7 years maybe? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't fucking know. And, I can't remember last night.
And obviously you guys did Towie together, and I remember Pete actually coming from, because this is where me and Pete were best friends at this point.
We've got
did
so
you
many
say
funny.
Something nice
no,
about
no, he was
me.
Really nice. He used to literally come back from town and be like, I hate all of them. The only person I hang with is Liv. It's like,
because I came in, I had, you know, just issues with everyone, and Pete would just stand back in the corner drinking his beer while I argued with myself, basically.
Yeah, and then now and then I go, go on, Liv!
Yeah.
You got this one.
Yeah, it was yeah, that was good. And then when everyone used to complain about her, she you know, she would just go, well, I'll only talk to Pete about
yeah.
this. So me and her would just go and find go to the bar, and I'd pretend that I'm calming her down.
But he's just giving me tequila and revving me up. Don't take going, that. Don't take going. That.
No, I need another minute. I need a minute. I can't film at the minute. I need a minute. We're talking this through. And then they walk up and go, another shot. She goes, yeah, fuck yeah.
We flew out to Marbella. Do you remember? We drank the whole flight and the bus journey. Yeah. And then I nearly got sent home before we even started filming.
Why? What happened? What did you do?
Well, I'll tell you what she did.
What did you make her do?
No, I didn't make her do nothing. She threw a bowl of olives at someone's head.
Shut up.
No, I tossed it like that.
It was, yeah.
like,
no, it was an underarm. It was an underarm. Like
she tossed it. She's just fucking short. So
basically, do you know what? One of the best things I've heard from Liv is that Liv works very closely with ITV. And
not anymore after this.
We were doing, she was one of the special guests on the final After Sun of Love Island. And Liv was regaling me with some of her Love Island
regaling
stories.
Regaling you?
Yeah, and they are so yeah. good.
Regaling me.
They are so good.
What does she regale you with?
There's one story which stood out to me, which I absolutely loved. And it just made, it, I know, like, I'd known of you for ages, right? But I'd never properly met you before. And I was like, this is why everyone loves her, because you're just very real, right? And so she's literally like, yeah, I was with Chris when we were coming up in the villa, and obviously I like, kind of got on a little bit. She was like, he was really annoying me this one day. And so like, we had this boat date. He's just really pissing me off. So I ended up just like flirting with the pilot, or with the captain of the boat.
The boat pilot?
So, and she was like, I was just like, what are you doing? Like twerking on the controls or something?
It's like crawling across his control panel. I'd had two glasses of Prosecco. It was probably not alcoholic, pretending I was on like some Boats and Hoes music video. He was like, I don't like this. I was like, neither do I.
As Chris said, I don't like it. And apparently the producer's been like, I don't know what to do.
You are TV gold.
Gold.
Thank you.
Which is why you've now got your own show, which has been fabulous. Did I do something?
How do you not remember?
Yeah, because I've done a few recently. I was trying to think which show we were talking about, because I've tried to get you on Getting Filthy Rich every series, but you've denied me. Because I want him to come with me to a strip club, but he will do it off camera. Because we do.
Him.
I know.
What are you talking about?
I know. But
I just
want to
point out that it's not me that's that didn't allow that.
It's the management going, let the public know.
There's all the strippers
but they were
by
quite
name.
Happy for me to do the last one when I talked about my dick.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That one was okay.
Sorry, what?
That one was fine.
Is this your newest documentary?
Yeah, so the one about plastic surgery, but we on our...
dick surgery?
No.
I've had a reduction.
Sorry, Liv, carry on.
Not in penis, in bollock, because they're like pumpkins. And what I mean by that is they're just big and orange.
If you've listened to the podcast, I'm so sorry, but if you listen to the podcast, you'll know that Pete basically has the biggest balls you've ever seen in your life. They're like inflatable life rafts.
Because he never gets laid.
Yeah. Sorry, but Liv, carry on. So you got him on your docuseries.
Yeah, and we talked about your penis, didn't we? What did he say? This was such a whimsical, like, joy in your eyes. What's it like?
What's it shaped like?
You've seen it, haven't you?
No, I haven't. I've seen your bollocks.
Oh, yeah.
To work the pressures that are on you guys when it comes to penis size and the stress that can cause.
But I'm an advocate for the extra small condom.
Yeah.
You know, we should have you on. Yeah.
You know. I'm now going along with this, which is the worst thing in the world.
I know an amazing surgeon now if you need anything.
You can get a dick enlargement.
Yeah, I watched one. Yeah.
Is this on the doc?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No, it's pretty. But
it was disgusting when you told me about it last time, and I'm hungover today, so it's even worse.
It's on there if you want to watch it.
Surely.
It gives you like another inch to play with.
Bloody
which
hell.
To some people, so it makes all the difference.
Two for you.
I knew that was coming. I literally was waiting
be
for
fucking
it.
Fucking two for you.
It was just because he's hungover. It took him a little bit longer to get there, but I knew he was going. That's the way he was going.
You watched some fucking horrendous
stuff. I've seen so much flesh and blood, and I've smelt it. I've had it on my scrub. Splashed. I've been splattered with fat.
Does it make you more resilient to it now, or are you still like, oh, that's pretty grim?
It depends what day it is. Some days I walk in there and someone's getting like sliced open and it's nothing, and then the next day I see something that's not as gory and my knees go all funny. So it just depends how good night's sleep I've had, or if I drink or anything. It's pretty, and the smell is the worst thing in surgery.
I mean, it's really brilliant, like, and I mean, I know Pete's totally pissed at me for this because I'm gonna all like presentery, but it is brilliant how you're like putting yourself in those kind of situations.
Immersive.
No one else, so immersive that no one else is doing or talking about. It's so niche, mate, and it's fucking awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've just remembered the other time that you asked me to be on your show. It's not only the strip. It's when you wanted me to get my abs done.
I'll be honest, that wasn't entirely my idea. They said, do you think Pete would come on and have like ab sketching treatments? Because we need a dude to like try it out.
Is that the human Ken doll? Is that what
it's the non-invasive one. It's like they put these like probes on and it activates the muscle. I said they'd be having to get that machine going.
Jesus Christ, you must be joking.
Get the scalpel out.
Be there for 3 days. They're
not
make
fucking
contact.
Miracle workers, are they?
He calls it a derby, Liv.
Yeah, the old fucking Derby. Oh, it's terrible, that. But yeah, Holly was on the phone to me for about an hour about that one, trying to convince
sell
me.
It,
and I was
like,
you know, I'll do anything for Liv, but I ain't doing that.
No.
There's no way.
Get your Derby out.
No. All right, well, you go and get dick filler.
Okay, fine. You get your Derby. Sweet. No, I've actually got the way less end of the deal there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Liv, sorry, we're throwing questions at you left, right and centre. Obviously, the main reason we're here is because we're getting a little bit of heat at the moment, Liv, because people don't think that we might be answering these correctly.
Okay.
Listener letters.
And they're right.
Yeah, no, they're not, because we are quite wise and we know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But
you've never lived, right? Ever.
Never lived.
You've had a sheltered little life and I'm drunk and don't care. So actually the worst two people.
Yeah, we're the best. It's like the Powerpuff Girls.
You've got both ends of the scale.
Yeah, exactly. We like the contrast of the work.
Yeah.
We know everything about life. You grew up in the gutter, and I, you know, I know the finer
things. Weirdly, actually, though, I went to boarding school, and I also have a borderline drink problem. I could be your love child.
You? Oh my God, you could. I'd be the one who loves you the most, by the way.
Not with that height.
Oh yes.
No, yeah. Someone had an affair.
Pete, 100%. The milkman.
Yeah, and I'm guessing it was probably me.
Go on, let's go. Crack on. Listen to letter one.
Okay. So, listener letter one. So, basically, we just need your thoughts and feelings on this.
Okay.
All right? Prepare yourself.
How weird is it going to be?
This one's not that weird, but the subject is disc goggles hindering the dick goggles.
Okay.
All right? And this is from Vicky.
Hasn't even phased that either.
No.
A disc is like disco goggles.
No, the weirdest part about this is not the question. It's the fact that I've never heard of this thing that this person does.
Okay.
And actually, I think that's what's the fucking weirdest thing about you. Get a new fucking hobby. So, dear Sam and Pete, Vicky, lovely to meet you, though.
We love you, Vicky. Please keep staying here.
All right, Vicky writes, I need some advice for finding a man. I know it's fairly easy to find men on dating apps, but I'm finding absolutely no one attractive recently. Having broken up with my boyfriend around 4 months ago. Hinge provides nothing and Tinder just seems to be a pool of hungry sharks begging for a shag.
Jesus.
My main issue is that I have frisbee goggles.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you're going to find out. I play ultimate frisbee and very much only find other people who play ultimate attractive, with the exception for disc golf coaches.
What?
Yep.
Disc golf is.
I imagine that's some other fucking obscure sport that no one plays. The issue with this is that everyone in my city team is either too good a mate or in a relationship. Do I move cities for a new team? Do I try a new sport? Please help me trade my disc goggles for dick goggles. Lots of love and see you at your tour. Bought a ticket on my own, so I hope it's as funny as it sounds.
Vicky, are coming on stage with us and I want to see you play ultimate frisbee. We're going to find you a geezer at the live show.
If we find out which one you're coming to, what we will do is we will get Sam to frisbee from stage to you.
Yeah.
And we will hold auditions for you getting some dick.
I love our audience. This is why our audience is so great.
It's a lot to break down in quite a short amount of
time. Are you surprised, first of all, by that there's ultimate frisbee teams?
There's two things that surprised me. One, that you can't find anyone to fancy. Because as you know, when I was single, I fancied everyone. We actually had this conversation earlier. If you've got my exes and you put them in a room, it's like freak show.
Really?
Like, there's no like common denominator between any of them.
Is Pete ever in him?
No,
fuck God, no.
Jesus Christ, you must be joking. Fuck. Jesus.
So that bit, maybe is she, you know, looking, is she asexual? Or maybe she's...
Oh, you've gone straight in with serious fucking guys.
Well, no, but she's a loose...
I just think she needs to stop looking in the frisbee team.
No, but
that's all I was going to go with.
I've never heard of ultimate frisbee.
I have, so I've actually played it.
Surprise us?
So basically...
Oh,
it was just
angel.
After you finished Quidditch training.
Well, I was just about to say, that's interesting you say that, because there's a Quidditch team as well. So, like, there's obviously going to be ultimate frisbee teams.
There's not a Quidditch team. It's
yeah, there
a
are.
Real
there's Quidditch teams all over the gaff.
Thank you.
But you can't get off
there's
the
There's one near me.
Thank you.
No,
he's told me about this. Because I said this, because I said, but it's not fucking real.
How does it work?
You stick a broom between your legs and waddle.
Yes, you do.
Fuck.
Brilliant, though. Really good fun. And they put a snitch at the end of someone's, like, hanging out someone's bum.
And they play on the field of virgins.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do, and they put it in a sock, and it's a tennis ball and a golden sock. Why are you saying it like that? That's not sad.
No, because if you do that, you're not having an easy time at school, are you? Like... Well, I don't condone bullying, but your peers are not going to let you like just enjoy
ultimate
that in peace.
Frizzer, though. We like to call it Frizzer.
Oh, it's Frizzer.
No, I'm joking. I've just made that
name. Is it a massive Frisbee?
No, so what you do is, no, it's the same. As far as I'm aware.
That's a good point.
Yeah, what you do is it huge?
What makes it ultimate?
So you're running. You're running while throwing, basically. And so you've got to be
really...
Isn't
that really just classic Frisbee?
Isn't that just Frisbee?
You're really accurate.
What do you normally do when you play Frisbee?
Well, you just stand in one spot and just throw it to each other, don't you? But this is obviously running.
Okay, so run and throw.
It's like a very athletic game, I'll have you know. But anyway, this isn't about me in Ultimate Frisbee. It's about Vicky in Ultimate Frisbee. And she's clearly only invested...
If she's married to it, then maybe she should get a new team then if she can't... If they're all married or whatever. That's
Before we move on to that bit, what's disc golf?
Oh, yeah.
Another sport I've never heard of. Anyone?
Phone's coming out.
I've seen a type of golf where they're literally, like, using the golf clubs to hit footballs into massive holes.
No, they use their feet to hit footballs. That's foot golf.
That makes more sense.
Yes.
Oh, it's got another frisbee.
Jeez. And this is coming from someone who's married to a footballer and a lover of golf. He'll be so disappointed in you.
Oh my God, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I need
so
to
is
see.
It just golf?
Oh, it's throwing. Me. No, I'll tell you what it is. It's throwing a frisbee into a bucket that's miles away. That is basically the whole of the golf green.
Right, why?
Because it's fun. Oh. Wow. So maybe she loves all things frisbee. Have you ever seen those people who get married to theme park rides? I feel like this is the way we're going.
Get married to it? Or
yeah.
There's a name for it because I interviewed someone once who married an ashtray.
You can't do that though for real though, can you?
Yeah, just a full ceremony. He fell in love with it at a nightclub. Standing ashtrays. No, it's actually a really funny story. I'm going to have to show you it sometime. So he married an ashtray because he found it at a nightclub and he just was weirdly attracted. Is it called ejectophilia or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. You marry objects.
Where you just find sexual attraction towards it. And he saw it in a nightclub and then he took it home. He asked the nightclub if he could take it, this standing ashtray. And he had a
of plastic, all the things as well.
He had a plastic vagina put on it so he could
oh my
it.
God.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
He loved the smell.
Could you have his details? Get him Filthy Rich Series 4.
I promise you. Yes.
I need to speak to this guy.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It gets weird. Actually, he gets weirder. There's loads of stories about
it. So basically, what we're saying is, if it's only about the ultimate frisbee, move cities then.
If you can't get away from it and the team's got no, you know, talent, then you've got to move teams.
Or just cheat, really, because obviously some of them are married. So if you really are that invested and this is the only pool of people
you can
go to.
Sam, I'm shocked at you.
Yeah, but the point I'm making is if you...
God, man.
Doggy dog, mate. Doggy dog. If you need to find love, right, and the only place you can find it is in that one team, you're going to have to take it off someone else.
Have you got something to tell us about your Quidditch team? Listen, you must do other things other than frisbee. Go to the pub. Just go and find people elsewhere.
I want to know why she doesn't.
Because she doesn't find anyone attractive unless they play frisbee. Just take a frisbee to the pub and just go catch and see who catches it.
That's a great idea. Just throw a frisbee
park,
people.
Yeah.
In between a style.
We have quite a few of these to get through because that's not by any means the only one. This is an ick, Liv.
Okay.
This is an ick someone has.
We love an ick on this show. I've been nicknamed Pete Icks because I am just a walking social media ick.
Okay, Liv, will you agree with this? Every time Pete posts on social media, which do you know what I find really funny, is that I guarantee Liv would turn around when she sees these captions. She'd turn around and be like, God, you're such a loser.
Just message me saying, wanker.
Yeah, the only person who ever gives you props for it is Vicky Patterson.
It's because she's lovely.
She's the only person. Literally, he'll write being like, but first, coffee. And like have a photo of fucking coffee underneath. Or he'll be like, rainy. He'll go, rainy days. And there'll be like a fucking montage of him.
Why does it always written up?
Looking at the floor.
I just know how much you hate social media and how much it stresses you out picking a caption. So I can't, like, I don't want to add to that. I don't want to pile on.
But why does he make it so weird and cringe? You do. Don't even lie. You're called Pete Icks.
I don't understand the fucking social media stuff. Like the other day I just said what I was doing, everyone, well, that's it. That's literally what I did.
Since you lived, you know what the best thing is now? Because we've spoken out on the pod, every time he writes anything, he gets hammered online. Everyone just being like, well, that's icky.
I literally, my inbox is just full of ick strikes again.
But Liv, someone has sent one in. Someone goes, Lisa goes, hi guys, love the pod. I have an ick which drives me nuts. It's not social media ick, just a general ick of life. It's a private number plates ick, especially the ones that start with BO55 or Mr. 55. And then she's gone losers. I don't know if that means us, because she signed it off losers.
That's really aggressive.
I think she's called us losers at the end. Lisa, I love you. Literally.
No, I think losers. She's talking about people with...
No, look, love the pod. Losers.
I don't know why we're obsessing over losers. If you've called us a loser, Lisa, go fuck yourself.
No, loser, I love it.
If you haven't, nice to meet you.
What do you feel about car size number plates?
So let me just start this off with, you've just got a new car. Is there a personalised number plate on the car?
No.
Because you strike me as a private number plate type of person.
I've never had a private plate, ever. For two reasons. I wouldn't want to have something that was so obviously mine because I was worried people would key it.
Mm. I used to have a private plate and that's why I stopped putting mine on.
Because
it was keyed left, right and centre.
Just because I just think they just see my car. If it said, I don't know, something that was just really obvious, they'd be like, oh, that's that twat's car, let's key it. I don't know, it's just you're asking for it, aren't you?
I used to have my car keyed once a month.
Why? What was your number plate?
Number plate was really bad as well. It was on a bit of a wanker car as well, so...
What was it? What car was it?
Was that when you was Rainbow in the Porsche?
No, I had a Bentley at the time.
Oh my God.
Oh, God.
You are Pete Ickx. You are the personification of an ick.
How do you feel about private plates, Sam?
I don't have one.
You do?
Oh, God, I do. Oh, my God, I do.
So, for those of you who haven't heard...
Mine's nice.
It's fucking not. So, those of you that don't know, Sam has had a tough week because he fell off his hairdryer. There was a gust of wind and it took him off the scooter.
I had a crash.
So he had a crash, which he is deeming to be a near-death experience.
And it was. It wasn't a near-death. It was straight onto the road. Cars had to screech to a halt.
Yeah, he hit a pebble.
Yeah.
And it was tough times.
No, got gashes all in my legs and arms.
I was with you yesterday and I saw...
I'm going to take your trousers off.
There's nothing there. You've got... gashes. I've got gashes. So you made that... So, sorry, the near-death experience...
Well, who feels like an idiot now?
You, still. Anyway, so Sam's scooter, which unfortunately he has totaled because the insurance wouldn't pay out the £15 to fix it. So Sam's private plate on his scooter is what?
Hugo Sam.
Hugo Sam?
Hugo Sam.
Oh, Hugo Sam.
Yeah. Zara got it for me for a birthday present. She got me the scooter about two years ago.
Just close your eyes, everyone.
Wait, can I just jump in, though? Because I feel like it being gifted makes it way better.
But also...
But it's not like he went on DVLA and was like, you go, Sam.
Zara did. So that doesn't make it any better.
Yeah, but she knows that's the kind of thing he would like.
Exactly. So if she hadn't have done it, he would have.
Well, no, but all I'm saying is that it's a little bit different to I'm a wanker called Pirate. It's you go, Sam. You go, Sam. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Liv, fuck off. And then I know you're going to come... When that microphone switches off, you're going to go, you are some sort of dickhead.
And Liv, do you know what? Do you know what as well? I go meet meep on it.
Right.
Oh,
so,
meep.
Well, not now you don't, because it's dead. But
very nice.
Just imagine.
He's got PTSD.
25 miles an hour around London.
What colour is it?
It's black with a red seat.
I don't know why I've imagined it's baby blue.
You go, Sam. Yeah. Anyway, look, we need to ask Liv stuff because we're talking at.
Okay, I do think they are a bit of an ick because it's the whole thing of thinking of someone going to the effort. But then I say that and I think there's. It depends what it is.
What about your fact? Because your dad loves cars, doesn't he? He loves cars. He's got private plates.
He has got private plates. But then if you're obsessed with your car, that's the kind of thing you do.
Yeah.
If it's your, like, hobby and whatever, but if it's your, like, you know...
I agree with... I think if you're a proper car person,
yeah.
And I think if you're of a certain age,
yeah.
I think you can get away with private plates. However, if you are just a wanker...
Yeah.
Don't point at me. We're not cut from the same cloth, mate.
You go, Sam.
Did the plate survive? We have to order new ones.
The plate did survive, yeah. No, it did. Thank you, though, Liv. I appreciate it. But the bike itself is totaled, which is very sad. Yeah, it was a really bad crash.
What did you do? Just pick it up and put it in the bin?
Oh, my God. I hate you so much. I hate you so much. Look, we do have time for one more letter.
Okay.
And, Liv, this is completely... yours. We're not going to speak during this letter. We're going to hear everything you have to say about this. We just get excited, though, that you're here.
Oh, I know. I'm loving the energy.
It's from Shannon, and she goes, "Hi, Pete and Sam. I hope you're both doing well. I have listened to the podcast since the beginning. I'm a listener living in Ireland. I look forward to the episodes each week. Staying Relevant is my favourite podcast, so I thought no better place to share
have
my embarrassing story.
We just read that one out to make Liv think we've got a good podcast?
And give you guys a laugh. So I went to Dubai last summer, and it was my first time there. As we all know, Dubai is a very modest place. I put a lot of thought into my outfits to make sure I was respectful to the culture and dressed appropriately during my time there. I was staying in a lovely hotel that had water slides for both adults and kids to go on. The water slides were very high and had quite a large drop. I decided to go on one of the slides and my boyfriend waited for me at the end of the pool. It was very busy in the pool slide area, so I had to queue up. As I went down the slide and into the pool, the water was deeper than I thought, so... water went in my ears, up my nose. I couldn't hear very well, but I heard my boyfriend shouting very faintly in the distance as I jumped up from the water after coming down the slide. This is the long one. I was smiling as I tried to get the water out of my eyes and ears, standing in the pool because I tried to play off that
still
I nearly drowned. After going down a slide, kids were also going down. I'm on 26 reference. When I got the water out of my ears, my boyfriend was screaming, "Shannon, your boobs are out. Your boobs are out." I thought, surely not. I looked down at my chest and my bikini top had come off. I was still tired tied around my neck, but it came off at the back and my full chest was out. To my embarrassment, there were loads of people in the pool, dads with their mouths open and kids that looked horrified, mothers pointing, the lifeguard of the pool was blowing the whistle at me because my bikini top was off, and the pool cleaner was standing at the bottom of the pool, staring with his mouth open, holding a sweeping brush. I fixed my bikini top, not done, I fixed my bikini top.
Page three, guys.
And got out of the pool and walked away. My boyfriend was in hysterics laughing. That night, we went for dinner at the buffet in the hotel. Everyone had dinner. There were a few people staring at me, and all I could think of, they seen my boobs. So yeah, I was nude in Dubai by mistake because I wanted to go down a water slide that knocked my bikini top off. This is just a fucking story.
Is there a question?
No, not at all.
The only thing we're missing is her blood type and her shoe size. Yeah.
Liv, I have nothing to ask you about that. That was meant to be all you.
I just say you could have ended up in prison. So it sounds like a great story.
Yeah.
Like you got off lightly.
Yeah.
Can I just actually tell you that I have this story from Dubai that I haven't told many people, but every time we go to the water park, my husband Brad goes, titty grabber. So we were in Dubai and there was one of those rides, you know, the big circle ones.
Yeah.
And I wasn't actually with Brad, it was an ex-boyfriend, but anyways, in the thing. And there was like, oh, you need a third person to balance it out. And this random, younger lad, like, volunteered himself to come in with me and my ex-boyfriends. Yeah. And I was like, I was going to him, no. I was like, it's weird, just one boy we don't know. Anyway, this is honest truth.
Is this pre or post Love Island?
Pre.
Is this the story of how you first met Sam?
No. But it's quite a Sam story. But anyway, he gets in with us and I'm like, this is just weird. We're going down, yay. Go around the corner. He's like, whoa. Stabilise. my tits. So I'm like this. Ah! I'm like, he's grabbing my tits. And my ex-boyfriend's going, what do you mean? And like, he's like this. And then he's like, sorry, accident. Next corner, bam, straight on, full locked and loaded on my tits. He did it all the way down. And then we got off the thing and I'm trying to tell my ex-boyfriend, this is what happened. And he gets up and he fucking legs it. I was like, little shit.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. That's the best story you've had all day.
I tell Brad that story that every time we go to the water park now, he goes, watch out for the titty grabbers. he was holding on. They're fake. I was like, listen, gentle. I was a victim.
No, sorry. Yeah,
I just shared with you.
You can't say. I'm panicking now. Pete, I've gone really red. I can't look her in the eyes.
No, do the outro because I need to have a minute.
No, Pete, you're going to have to do the outro.
How do you mean I feel? You worry yourself.
Is there anything that you want to say?
My lawyers will be in touch.
Oh, no.
Excellent. I just want to point out I didn't say anything.
Basically, Liv's got loads of things coming, which is the only reason she's on this podcast.
That sounds like a threat.
Yes.
That sounds like you're threatening me.
Liv is a really, really, really talented individual who's got documentaries out, who has podcasts flying out of her ears.
And tits, apparently.
But Liv does have a podcast coming out that is called So Wrong It's Right. It's going to be great.
It's out.
It's out now. You can listen to it and watch it on Thursdays.
After you've listened to ours.
Yeah.
Anyway, to feature in this podcast, email stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com. Make sure you subscribe, follow, do all that crap. Thank you, Liv. You've been amazing. Rate, review, do all that crap. Follow us on Staying Relevant Podcast at Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube. Ta-da.
Yes, Liv's management's wrapping it up. Staying Relevant was an Insanity Studios production.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.